Now we have letters and emails sent by readers to the Evening News.
We heard earlier that a report has been prepared about driverless cars in Norwich. Evening News reader replied rapidly. Normal for Norfolk wrote, "Hurrah! Driverless is an obvious disruptive technology change about to make obsolete many of the NATS assumptions and make redundant many of their misplaced road schemes in the city centre. I suspect we'll see a huge increase in driverless electric taxis for city centre trips, which need thinking through. It might mean we need to rethink city centre cycling and bus routes, etc." Raised Eyebrows added, "Ain't happening any time soon in Norwich. We need a decent train service and mobile phone network first, and neither are they." Francophile was really keen on the idea. "So driverless cars are here? Great. How long will it be before I can get a car to take me and Madam to the Channel Tunnel, then to Rouen, Le Mans, Tours, Poitiers, and finally to our place in Charente-Maritime? Then, when we have to go to Barcelona to see the grandchildren, we just call up the French version. OK. Sorry to be so sceptical, but I will be pushing up daisies before this even gets off the ground. But if it takes out irresponsible, rude and antisocial taxi drivers, crack on." Pink Duck said, "I welcome cars that indicate correctly. Don't break the speed limit, don't undercut, don't tailgate, drive without dawdling and stay within the marked lanes. I find it harder to imagine that the set of people who do the opposite will want to use one, though."
The news that drugs have been found on a Norfolk beach also led to a quick response. Linda Miller of Commercial Road in Dereham wrote, "I'm amazed that people find it surprising that drugs have been smuggled onto Norfolk beaches, or that you would only expect to find such incidents in city centres. How do they think drugs arrive in city centres? The Norfolk coast has been used for smuggling for centuries, and I'm even more amazed that the authorities do not realise this. Smuggled goods and people don't just enter the country through Calais."
Two readers wrote in after hearing last week's news about the closure of Norwich and Peterborough Building Society branches. Eve Collishaw of Constitution Hill in Norwich wrote, "I'm very sad to see the closure of branches as a long-standing customer of Norwich and Peterborough Building Society. I do feel sorry for the staff who may lose jobs, as they've always given good service, and I'm surprised that Yorkshire Bank is so keen to reduce the customer base when they have an opportunity to expand in East Anglia. I thought that when they took over, we would have a better result, for example, more interest. Maybe it's our own fault, as we rely on credit cards and online banking so much nowadays. Online banking is not for me and never will be, but it is hard to find another bank who does not try and force you into online banking. I prefer to pay cash where I can, and so much on the internet is being hacked, I do not trust the systems."
And Mrs. J. Fuller of Vera Road in Rackheath wrote in to say, "Regarding the NMP debacle, I have to say that I'm both devastated and disgusted by the Yorkshire Building Society's decision to close many branches and discontinue the current account. I've been a customer for 23 years, my brother for 30 years, and my brother-in-law for 30 years also. When we moved to Rackheath 23 years ago, we chose the NMP because they had branches at Plumstead Road and also at Wroxham for our convenience. As my husband and I are in our 70s, we also do not need the hassle of traipsing around finding new banks at our time of life. We've been told that it will take at least 2 months to complete a switch. As we have other investments with the Yorkshire Building Society, I shall be moving them to other banks as soon as it is viable, and I hope that other customers will do the same. I feel very sorry for the hard-working and loyal staff who will lose their jobs in the near future."